This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
The line between YouTube stars and mainstream celebrity is becoming blurrier and blurrier. Thousands of screaming fans are out in force today at VidCon in Anaheim, California. It's a conference for online video makers. And Freddie Wong is among them. His YouTube channel, Rocket Jump, has more than 7 million subscribers. And he's one of the latest YouTube stars starting to diversify. Earlier this year, Wong signed a deal with Hulu for a half-hour-long behind-the-scenes comedy. Here's a clip from the trailer.
It's an underdog story about us making the transition from internet content to mainstream television content.
Hulu is on the internet, Freddie.
Oh my god, Andy, shut up!
I'm just saying new media redefines distribution verticals, but that's fine with me, right?
Move!
I sat down with Freddie Wong in an office in Santa Monica to talk about the business of making video content. A business, he says, that involves doing a little bit of everything.
We produce and create, we write, shoot, direct, edit, post-production, everything is sort of all done in-house. So we kind of harken back a little bit to kind of old school Hollywood in a weird way, but also we're weird tech startup and content studio all in one.
So when you've got 7 million YouTube fans, why move to a different platform?
Doesn't actually affect what we do on our end. At the end of the day, we still make the things that we make. And we found that like the best strategy in this very fluid marketplace is not to be tied in to any given platform, but to be able to make good content. And good content will be able to live almost anywhere. That's what we found.
Fans, he says, will follow. Plus, Wong told me, the ad revenue sharing model that YouTube uses, it doesn't pay enough to cover the bills.
The ad revenue world in terms of ads online is not so good, honestly. And, you know, obviously it's changing. Obviously people are watching less television. They're moving to various other platforms and that entire world will shift. But that shift happens slowly because there's so much inertia behind it. And so thinking about even all of our friends in the same space, everybody has a very hybridized model in terms of where their revenue comes from. And ad support and ads themselves end up being a relatively small percentage of their overall pie in terms of where they're getting things.
Wong says today it's a whole new world for content creators. In the old days, you had to go asking for money. Now you build your own audience and people with money come to you.